Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Race is often at the center of social conflict, but does race really exist? Hampshire College's Dean of Faculty and biological anthropologist Alan Goodman explains.
Look around a room of individuals. Humans come in a variety of shapes and colors. Our eyes detect differences, and our cultural brains make sense of them. Race is the folk idea most often used to explain human biological variation. But what we think is visually obvious isn't always correct. At the genetic level of nucleotides, or DNA letters, we can directly compare individuals of the same and different so-called races. Imagine two strings of DNA side by side. Two Europeans are different from each other less than one time per 1,000 letters, as are two Asians and a European and an Asian. Europeans and Asians differ slightly more from Africans. On average, we are 99.9% genetically similar. But two Africans differ the most from each other, about 1.2 times per 1,000. On average, two Africans are more different from each other than they are from a non-African. Why? Evolution and history, not race, explains human variation. Humans evolved and first lived in Africa. If we imagine genetic variation as nested Russian dolls, the European and Asian doll fits inside the genetically more diverse African doll. In a genetic sense, we are all Africans under the skin. Race does not explain human biological variation. Yet race is still a powerfully ruinous idea, leading directly to deplorable racial inequalities in health and wealth. And that is why we need to understand human biological variation as distinct from race, as well as the continuing power of the idea of race and racism.
That was Hampshire College's Alan Goodman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.